Local band Death by Denim have been around since 2017 and have very recently released their new EP. And joining me to tell us all about it, we've got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad for a Saturday morning.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming in nice and early.
Thank you.
Nick, I want to start by asking you, give us a bit of a... first, I want to know, how did you come up with a name like Death by Denim?
It's actually... So, Palais, our guitarist... who is currently in Byron Bay, actually, having a wonderful time.
Good on him.
He used to wear, like, triple denim. He used to have this, like, 80s mullet, listen to hair metal of the 80s.
Excellent.
And one of his mates, I think, was saying that he's killing denim for him because he would just wear, like, crazy denim and all that stuff. And he made that into a band name. Well, the first time we hung out, I was like, what do you reckon about Death by Denim?
Yep.
Like, sounds good.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a good name.
Yeah, so, good catchy name. Yeah. Fantastic. So tell us about the band. I mentioned you started in 2017. How did you guys get together and become a band?
It was really easy. I met Palais through a family friend. I was doing like my own acoustic stuff. All the other boys were doing their own sort of musical ventures. Palais' mate, George, they were friends since high school kind of days. So they met, and George plays bass and keyboard.
Yep.
So he came over, we had a jam. George was like, I know a drummer. He used to play drums with George in another band. And yeah, it came together in like a week and a half, and we were jamming out tunes in a couple of weeks. So it was really quick. Became friends really easy.
Yep.
Like, I think that was important, just to like hang out and go out and stuff like that.
Sure.
So yeah, it was really, really easy.
So you started in 2017, things are looking good, you're all getting along, band's going ripper, you're recording stuff, you're touring, and then what?
Yeah, so I think end of 2018, 2019, we did our first tour, but it was like a Melbourne, Sydney really quick run, and that was cool. And then towards the end of 2019, we got a bit of traction on a couple of songs and did a 3-week national tour, and it was really, really good.
Yeah.
After that, we got put onto Falls Festival.
Yeah.
So we played Falls in Frio and Byron.
Cool.
And yeah, it was just like, we had so many plans that year. We just signed a management deal and everything and booking deals and stuff. And we're like, oh mate, we're going to be traveling the world this year. It's going to be the best. And we were not traveling the world that year, so that's all right.
Yeah.
But now it's good that we can get back out there and tour, which is what we really love doing.
So is it back to normal? Is, you know, are people coming out, you know, from a local sort of scene, we see people going out and about and supporting local bands and whatever. Has everything returned to normal, in your opinion, sort of around the rest of the country and internationally?
Unsure about internationally. I've heard that, in general, ticket sales are a little bit down, but whether or not that's because of COVID or other factors, you know, sometimes live music goes through ups and downs.
Sure.
And I think that's just kind of what's happening now. We're heading on tour in a couple months, and tickets are looking all right, so that's exciting. International would be the next step, I think.
Yeah, okay. So before we talk about the upcoming tour, just wanted to ask you, last year you recorded and released a full-length album.
Yep.
And so you've pretty much straight away got back into the studio.
Yep.
Now you've, and this year you've released an EP. Can you tell us about the recording process of that?
Yep. With the album that we did last year, we recorded it in, I think, 3 or 4 stages. So there's 14 songs on that, and we did it in like 5-day intervals, which was good, but I think we wanted to have a more sort of all-rounded, succinct body of work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So this time around for the EP, we spent 2 and a bit weeks with Andy Lawson at the Basis Studio. And yeah, it was just in order to have a really all-rounded body of work, we wanted to have all the songs kind of fit in with each other.
Yep.
And I think that's the main difference between this EP and maybe our last album, is that it all kind of flows in together really nicely. So,
Okay. So you've released the first single off the EP, My House is a Club.
Yep.
How good.
Yeah.
Whose house is this?
That was mine and Palais, who we lived together for 1.5 years over 2021, 22 summer and on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that summer of 21/22, we were kind of locked down, kind of not locked down. We could have people over, parties, but you couldn't go out for whatever reason. And yeah, we would have house parties all the time, and it was getting a bit too ludicrous after a while. It was a lot of fun at the start.
Yeah,
we'd have just different people coming over from like music, our old high school friends, and it would just be like madness. Towards the end, it got a bit too much, and we were just, all right, guys, we just need to stop now. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we pretty much wrote a whole EP out of it. So
okay.
We achieved something.
Cool, fantastic. it's always good when it amounts to a body of work,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So you mentioned last tour. Your last tour was reasonably, what's the word I'm looking for? Quite big.
Broad. Yeah, it was. We toured a couple times last year. The first time last year, I think it was May or April, something like that. There were still restrictions, or not restrictions, but if you got COVID, then you were done for. So yeah. When we were on tour, it was like a great tour. We were playing sold out shows and all that stuff, but we were isolating from everyone. So we would do the show, finish up, couldn't even say hello to anyone, all that sort of stuff. We'd go home, we'd play with our support band, Old Moves, we'd play Mario Kart, Super Smash Brothers. So that's what bands actually get up to on tour last year.
It's not very rock and roll. No,
it's not
it?
At all. You know, yeah. We'd have like maybe one or two beers, but this time around we can actually go out, say hello to the fans, party with them. A lot of our people that came to our gigs, especially in Sydney from 2019, they're our mates now. So we go out with them afterwards, and that's just part of being in a band and part of making relationships, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So where are you off to, and when?
We're off. The first gig is May the 5th in Melbourne. So we're leaving, I think, a couple of days before that, doing like a writing session with a couple of people. And then we're heading to Sydney, Wollongong, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, and back home in Perth. I think that's it. Yeah, there's a couple of gigs in Brisbane and Sunny Coast. So yeah, really, really looking forward to that. We're playing in Perth. We're playing at the Rekabyte, which is a really cool venue.
Yeah,
we played there for WhamFest last year and the year before. So yeah, really looking forward to that one.
Right, fantastic, Nick. Thanks very much for coming in and telling us all about your new EP, folks. If you want to go and see Death by Denim, you've got to go to the Rekabyte.
Yep.
In roughly how many weeks are you playing there?
It's June the 16th.
June the 16th, so a couple of months. Yep, okay. Great. Thanks for coming in. We're gonna go out now with your new single, My House is a Club.
Sounds good. Thanks, mate. Cheers.